So let's get back. Let's get back in the saddle. Let's get back to Klongin about our Velvel. Here you are. Let's remember where we were at. It's been a hefsek of a few more days than I had initially anticipated. We had begun to open up a beautiful sugya, the opening sugya, officially, of Leil HaSeder. That part of Arvei Tzach, and that's official Leil HaSeder, first sugya, and the first sugya in the Mishnah, about Leil HaSeder, Sari Tesan Vey, is the first sugya in the Gemara, Kuv Ches Amun Aleph, expands on the Mishnah, it said, Haseva Arba Kosas, Afil Oni Shib Yisrael Leyochal Ad Shiyal Seva, those seven words, that'd be the extent of how the Mishnah presents Haseva. You remember the Gemara, let's remember we were at briefly, and then we'll end our review with the five kashas we had left off with, and then we'll dive in from there. And you'll remember that the Gemara had looked at those seven words in the Mishnah. We already had looked at the seven words in the Mishnah, and we saw, well, there's a chiva seva, and apparently it's specifically when you eat, and apparently it's meant to express chayrus, and that's why the Mishnah sees some degree of chiddush in the fact that even the arbakosas cost money, hasebas, if need be, free. I mean, apparently they would have thought that thematically inconsistent. So the zechiyah of haseba, she tells me, b'shas achila, it's an expression of chayrus, even if one is, everyday life in ani, everyone arises leil haseder, b'nei chorin, aristocrats, b'nei malach. The Gemara deals with a series of three questions over the course of the Amud in terms of hashing out the details of Haseba. The first, the last question is particular people who is or is not chayv in Haseba. We spend a little bit of time, we'll come back to it in the discussion about whether or not a waiter is chayv in Haseba. The middle of the sugya had been how exactly you lean to the left, to the right, front, back. And the opening question the Gemara dealt with was the one that's really suggested by the ambiguity in the Mishnah. What? Which foods? Or when? Lo yochal at shiyasek, lo yochal what? Which food? Any food? Any food? Every food? Particular food? So the Gemara said, matzah yes, maror no. Arba kosos, in principle, you have saved for some of the kosos, practically for all of the kosos. Again, that's the opening question of the Gemara, and the opening comment of the Gemara, matzah tzarech haseba maror, ain't Sarah Chasid. And we had seen that Tosfos raises a pair of issues, and the Rush expanded on them. Rush is at the end of the Balei Tosfos. Tosfos had made the point in thinking about what it means by Matzah Sarah Chasid. Tosfos said it's both the Moti Matzah at the beginning as well as Afikoman before you bench, and the Rush had reiterated that. And Beis Yosef had said, matter of fact, all the three Talmidei Marami Rudenberg hold that way. The Rosh and the Mordechai and the Hagos Maimini all reflect and review the position of Tosfos that Afikoman is included in Matzah Tzarech Haseba. But the second issue Tosfos raises, Tosfos leaves as an open question, and the Rosh gives a definitive answer. The second issue Tosfos raises is how critical is Haseba to the Matzah? Okay, Matzah Tzarech Haseba. The first question is, which matzah? The second question is, what do you mean by tzarech? Tzarech means you're supposed to, but if you didn't, you still yotze matzah. Or tzarech means the matzah really needs a seba so much so that matzah that a seba is not matzah. Min haTorah, obviously it is, the whole chiva seba is midrabanan. But Tosfos raises the question, maybe midrabanan, you ate matzah that a seba, you gotta go back and you re-eat the matzah with a seba. You drink arba kosos without a seba, you have to re-drink them with Hesed. Tosfos leaves that second question of Tzarech as an open question. They define matzah, but they leave Tzarech open. The Rosh, again, as I said before, he reviews Tosfos' certainty that matzah means even Afikoman. And Tosfos is poshet, sorry, and the Rosh is also poshet Tosfos' second question. Tzarech means yes, in the strongest sense possible, absolutely ma'akev. Tosfos says, you ate matzah without a seba, go back and eat more matzah with Hesed. Wow. Okay. Now, the Brisker Rav had noted that that's a very clear statement, That second point, I'm not yet sure what the first issue is, Lafikoman, but that second issue, which Tosa left open and the Rosh had nailed down, Vimposhet, Sarech Haseva, it's a very clear statement that what? That in terms of where Haseva fits in terms of the structure of Hilchos Pesach, Hilchos Leila Seder, when Chazal or Masak and Haseva, it's a detail in how you carry out the various mitzvahs halayla. You have various mitzvahs achila, Leila Seder, I have to eat matzah, I have to eat maror, to drink abrikosos. So, Chazal, B'jesed Midrabanan, one of the rules of eating matzah is V'Haseva. One of the rules d'oraisa, a lot of rules d'oraisa in terms of what constitutes matzah, and it has to be a kazayas, okay. Midrabanan, they added a rule, and you better eat it v'haseva. When there are abrikosos, there's an additional rule, the whole abrikosos drabanan, an additional rule drabanan, you got to drink it v'haseva. Marar, they did not add such a rule. Okay, we understand why. So if you see matzah haseva as a as an added detail within various mitzvahs achila, particularly matzahs, so then we understand that one could conceive of, we could entertain the possibility, and the Rosh says indeed is how we baskin, that's even lacking in that mitzvah. Okay. What did the Brisk Rav see in the Rambam? Brisk Rav saw in the Rambam the opposite. So the Rambam doesn't seem to see matzah as a detail. Excuse me, doesn't seem to see Haseba as a detail within matzah. Brisk Rav said, Rambam seems to see Haseba as its own independent mitzvah. There's the mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of maror, and the mitzvah of Haseba. Haseba for the Rambam, Brisk Rav says, Haseba for the Rambam is a separate, independent mitzvah bifnei atzma. It's a mitzvah on its own. For the Tosas and the Rosh, it's a Haseba is a detail within the mitzvah of Hilo. But for the Rambam, it's a separate, independent mitzvah. Where did he see that? Right. So number one, the opening line. Remember, the Rambam had Brisk Rav is already sensitizing us to the way the Brisk Rav is already sensitizing us to the way the Rambam organizes the ideas. Position, location, absolutely crucial in appreciating how the Rambam structures ideas and how he sees things. The Gemara had opened with the question of which foods. But the Rambam ends with it. Halacha Ches, when he goes to all details of Haseba, the last thing he gets to is, oh, by the way, which foods? Kazayis matzah and arbakosim. So it doesn't sound like that's what it's all about. And when he initially, as he usually does, the Rambam will typically open by telling you, giving you a thumbnail portrait name. Just give you a name for the mitzvah, an abstract, and then he elaborates. Even by drabanans, like here, he says, halacha zayin, there's a din drabanan of Haseba, the din drabanan of arbakosos, and now halacha ches, he elaborates on Haseba, as you see here on page number 2. And halacha tesinyur, he elaborates on arbakosos. So when he just named it, when he gave us the thumbnail portrait, the basic definition, back in halacha zayin, of Haseba, before he got to all the details, halacha ches, what did he say? When you eat on this night, so when you have your seuda, you have to eat and drink while in the position of Haseba that expresses cheres. He doesn't say anything about matzah, about arbakosos. He said eating and drinking. The matzah arbakosos, that's the last of the details. So certainly just from the, if you're sensitive in reading the Rambam, Brisk Rav seems to imply, he doesn't really speak it out, but so he seems to imply, he's reading the Rambam sensitively, doesn't, you don't get the impression at all that this is a detail in Hilchas Matzah. This is a mitzvah Haseba. Haseba is the way you eat and drink. What specifically you eat and drink, oh, by the way, a footnote, is specifically matzah and arbakosis. But it's not the way you're makayim matzah, Hilchas Matzah. This is Haseba. And we noted, by the way, that Rambam's basic definition, to eat, you have to eat and drink. And while you're Mesav Derech Eris, the source in the Chazal that he's capturing beautifully is the Mishnah. Right? Afil Anish Mishra'al, Layochal Achiyazet. So he's actually saw the Mishnah. Haseba, Achila, and Derech Eris. Okay. So interesting. So interesting machlokas, Rambam Rosh. The Rambam, just from the way he presents structures, Haseba, seems pretty clear that it's not a detail within Matzah. it's a mitzvah in its own right. And moreover, there's another detail that he does give. When he finally gets to the very end, halachas, masa trichin haseba. By the way, at what point do you need this haseba? B'shas achilas kazayis matzah v'shtias arba kozelu. At the time they're eating the kazayis matzah, the point that you're drinking arba kozos, by the way, Beis Yosef points out kazayis matzah as opposed to afikoman. Save that for later. Then the Rambam adds, shar achilas shashiyasa, and the rest of what you eat and drink, im heiser reiz the meshubach, v'mlaven otzarech. Interesting. Rambam says, by the way, the minimum haseba is kazayis matzah arba kozos. You want to be masiv all suit along? Gvalik. Hereza meshubach. The more the merrier. It's a kiyum in haseb. The Peskrev had been pretty clear about that. Saying that there's an additional kiyum all throughout the night, but the minimum amount, almost like the minimum shear of hasebas, kazayis matzah narbakosos, that also, that's a second point that indicates that's not a detail of matzah. If this is the way you're makai matzah, then what are you makai when you're masiv for the chicken? What are you makai when you're masiv for the potatoes? Nothing. It's detail of hilchas matzah. What does one have to do with the other? You don't have to eat your potatoes b'chdei achilas pras. You have to eat matzah b'chdei achilas pras. So why do you eat your potatoes b'haseba? Elamai, unlike k'dei achilas pras, haseba obviously for the Rambam is not a detail of matzah. It's a freestanding mitzvah. Okay, so again, so the Briskarov had developed, as we saw last time, Briskarov developed that unlike the Rosh, Tosfos, who see Haseba as a detail of the Matzah, the Rambam sees it as a freestanding mitzvah, Bifnei Atzmo, freestanding, separate, independent mitzvah of Atzmo. It's clear from the way the Rambam structures the Dinim, it's clear from this detail the Rambam added about that there's further Kiyum of Haseba throughout the night. Okay, this is where we left off. Then we had left off with five kashas, which we're about to dive into. Let's enumerate those kashas again and dive in. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a technical question. How is someone giving the Akim's Drabbana on a Daraisa? Why are we even?
Okay, that's a good point. What do you mean that Drabbana is Ma'akim and Daraisa?
You mean like, let's say, a Seban Matzah.
Good. That's a good point. You're raising the kasha, the Tosas. Raises the possibility of the Rosh Taka is Machria. If I ate matzah below a seba, it's ma'akev and matzah. I have to eat matzah again. What do you mean matzah is the rice and a seba is Rabbanan? It's a good point. The answer is, min ha-Torah, I was Yotzei matzah. Chazal probably did not change that. There may be cases where they do. If any interest in Ben Yonah, hold this guy, Brachas Alpha and Beis, the whole Sugin Yvam Asaf Tzari, but Alpi Pashtas, we don't have to get complicated. Yeah, Alpi Pasha means Min HaTorah, I was Yotzei Matzah. Min HaTorah, I don't have to do a Seva at all. Do a Seva, don't do a Seva. You eat Matzah, you're Yotzei. Min HaTorah, I was Yotzei. But Chazal said, B'mi Drabanan, we demand that you eat Matzah b'Seva. And when they created that new detail, they said, and B'mi Drabanan, if you ate Matzah below a Seva, B'mi Drabanan, you weren't Yotzei. Yeah, Min HaTorah, you were Yotzei. But B'mi Drabanan, we weren't Yotzei. B'mi Drabanan, we required that you eat again. Yeah, obviously. Right, so that would be the complexity that I didn't want to get into. Right, there's a beautiful Rabbi Chanan, there's a lot to say in Kavetz Aris, there's Rabbi Yonah and Brachas. So when Chazal Oker Dav Minat Torah, so does that mean they're actually tinkering with the Din Daraisa? So, I don't think you need to go there for this, but yeah, conceivably, Rabbi Yonah suggests that if you didn't follow the Drabbanans of Kriyashma, maybe that means Min HaTorah you weren't Yonah. Possibility, but not necessary. Coming back to where we're at. So you have this chakira that Briskarov is developing. We left off with five kashas. Number one, Rambam thinks that Haseb is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Kasha number one, where did he get that from? Especially since, that's not the simple reading of the Gemara. The first line of the Gemara was, matzah tzarech Haseba. It sounds all like matzah needs a, the words are matzah needs Haseba. So that sounds like it's a detail of matzah. Mar does not need a seba. Arba kosos, yes, no, maybe they do. So the simple reading of the Gemara is it's a din and matzah. What's the Rambam's source of disagreement? Number two, one of the expressions of the Rambam Shita, that shara achilasa or shtiyasa, there's a no requirement, but there is a kiyum of a seba throughout the night. Where did he get that from? I didn't see anywhere in the Gemara. Where did that come from? Question number two is, what's his source for this Shar Achilas or Shtiyas of Heser in the Shul's court, as the Brisker points out in the brackets, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But where did it come from, the Gemara? The Gemara said, Matzah, yes, Mar, not Arbakosis. Where was there a word about anything else? Number three, a third, where did it come from question, to make it worse, is that the Rush had disagreed. The Briskravitz stressed the Rush had an expression of his alternative approach was that it's ma'akid. And you remember the Rush had a raya. The Rush had said, oh, the Gemara said if the Shamas had matzah because be'aseba yotzah. That second to last line of the Gemara, mesiv in lo, mesiv lo. You're not yotzah if you didn't have the kazayis matzah be'aseba. So the Rush had said, the Gemara says that you're not yotzah, at least be drabanan, if you didn't do it be'aseba. So he has the Gemara support. Not only do we not know where the Rambam gets his basic yisod from, we don't know where the Rambam gets his interesting, but we don't see a source for his nafkamina, but Haseva Shulchan Aruch, the Rosh's nafkamina, he does have a source for. So those are the first three kashas. The fourth kasha was interested, this whole Afikoman machlokas, does that somehow fit in? Also Rosh Rambam. Why? What's that about? And finally, the most fundamental question, what does this mean? You can't just use terminology. What do you mean a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo? To say that the Haseba's drabanan detail, the mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah, I understand all those words, I understand what it means. The zechiv d'oraisa, one of the tarik mitzvah Torah, is achilas matzah, be'erev tochel matzah. There are a lot of rules, a lot of parameters from the Torah. Chazal added an additional parameter. Drabanan wanted to eat the matzah b'Haseba. I understand that. Well, instead, what it means, I understand why it would be true, there are cheirus gevalim. But what do you mean Haseb is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo? What is it? Does it fit under some rubric? What is it, where, what? So the truth is that last question is really going to pull everything together. Because to answer the last question, to begin to understand where the Briskrav is bringing us, we're going to use two tools. One tool is a tool that the Briskrav does not explicitly mention here, but he does spend time on this tool in the very first piece in the Sefer, Hilchos HaMetorah. And then the second tool is a single word that's going to reinforce that first tool. The first tool is a further layer of this idea of being sensitive to location in the Rambam. And the Bishgrav develops earlier in Hilchos HaMetorah that oftentimes, and Rambam is typically very clear about this, this parak is about this mitzvah, and that parak is about that mitzvah. So this is in that first piece, Hilchos Talmud Torah points out, Rambam's one parak where he discusses covered for a Talmud Chacham. He's a different parak where he discusses covered for your Rebbe. Hopefully your Rebbe is Talmud Chacham. But not every Talmud Chacham is your Rebbe. So Pesachrav points out, you have to look, pay careful attention to which Gemaras is the Rambam quoting in which parak, and that will tell you whether he understood it to be a din in covered for your Rebbe or covered for a Chacham in general. So here, take a look at the way I lay out some of the Rambams here. You'll notice the Haseba appears in Perek Zayin, Haseba and Arbakosis. What's Perek Zayin about, and what's Perek Vav about? Perek Vav, you see, just the first snippet, etc. So Perek Vav is about the mitzvah of eating matzah. Notice that Haseba did not appear in Perek Vav. Yet another expression of fact, the Rambam doesn't see Haseba as a detail of matzah. Where did he put it? Perek Zayin. What's Perek Zayin about, to judge him from the first line? A different mitzvah, say. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. For us, those are the two mitzvahs d'oraisa that really shape our Seder. We have no carbon pesach, as we said last time. But our Seder is really built on Kiddush, perhaps, if it's Shabbos. But our Seder is really primarily, our Seder, Bizman Shem Beis Mish, is built around those two mitzvahs d'oraisa. Matzah and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Interesting, the Rambam put it, Haseba, in the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim pair. Now, it's true that the Rambam goes on the end of Perek Zayin to talk about other things. You see, Zion, Halacha Zion was was Haseba, Arbakosos, Halacha Ches is more Haseba, Halachos Tes and Yudah are more Arbakosos. Then you see Halacha Yud Alf is Charoses, Midrabanon, Halacha Yud Beis is a Maror, Mishpizmanos, Beres Drabanon. I don't know if all those are necessarily Sefer's Yes Mitzrayim. Maybe he just needed to put all the Dinim Drabanon somewhere, so at the end of Parag Zayin, he sticks all the Dinim Drabanon. But there's more. Because I told you we'd use two tools. The first is being sensitive to the address. Which topic is in which parak and where the Ram puts something. But there's more. Because what's the first word? I've been fleecing you guys a little bit. I apologize. Every time we read the beginning of Halacha Zayin, I started from word number two. Kishasoy ad nebalai lazeh, halach parak zayin, halacha zayin, you have to eat and drink beseba. But I left out the first word. What was the first word? Lafika. Therefore. Therefore there's haseba. And therefore there's dalakosis. Therefore means Haseba and Arbakosis are the result of, the consequence of, whatever happened to Lachavav. What happened to Lachavav? So Halachas Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei Vav are all the Mitzvah Daraisa of Sibetiyas Yisrael. Specifically Lachavav, you see Halachas Beis Gimel Dalet Hei, he goes through all the details of what we say, the interaction with children, conversation, and trying to spark that. The dramatic contrast, Halacha Dalet Maschil Vinus Mesayim B'Shavach, Halacha talks about the props that we use to explain in the Mitzvah Halayla, Rabbi Gamliel. And he says all these things are called Haggadah. Then Halacha Vavi says, B'chol Dar Dar, Chayv Adam, which sounds familiar, but the Rama adds one letter, Lahar O says Atmo, Kiyu Yatza Atem Yeshivit Mitzrayim. He says, every Dar, you're Mechuyiv to, not Liros, but to demonstrate, to show, to portray as though you left now. Kiluhu bi atzma yotza ata, you yourself left right now. He took us out. Pasuk in the Chumash. Vizachar to give it a yisa. Again and again and again and again. Kiloma kilu ata bi atzma yisa evad yotzar socheres v'nifdesa. What's the Rambam stressing? This is very much deoraisa. Sibrisius Mitzrayim is not only a verbal mitzvah to have conversations about various topics in various modes, it's also an active mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah of Dibur, it's a mitzvah of Maisa. Min HaTorah, Sibrisius Mitzrayim, you tell the story, but you also act it out. It's a kinesthetic mitzvah, to portray it. Interesting. And the very next word, Lefikach. Therefore, we have Chiyuv Drabanan, of Haseb and Arbakos. What do you mean, therefore? Right. This is an expression of a kiyum of Sibri Tzitzrayim. Which aspect of Sibri Tzitzrayim in particular? The active aspect. The Maisa aspect. You have to, the Haros aspect, you have to act out. So how am I supposed to do that? Din Daraisa. One second. They come back to your question. Din Daraisa, Din Rabbanan. Well, sounds like what the Britzkarov is alluding to, when you read the Rambam, is the Rambam understood that min haTorah part of Sefer Yetzirah Mitzrayim is Haggadah, talking, and a part of it is showing, acting. How are we going to do this? How do you act out leaving Mitzrayim? There could be thousands of ways. There could be thousands of ways. You could dress up in Eved clothing, you could set up a little river in the dining room, everyone walks across. You could carry matzahs on your back. And different communities do have different minhagim about how you do it, and different families have. Sometimes, you know, Abba comes to the Seder the first night dressed as Paro, Abba comes to the Seder the second night dressed as Moshe. And there could be countless ways. You could be throwing frogs. There could be a lot of different things one could do to act out Yetzias Mitzrayim, to demonstrate Yetzias Mitzrayim. And they probably are all ways, valid ways, of being the kind of dindaraisa of laharos. That aspect of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just like min haTorah, Rambam understands that the dindaraisa you mechuyav to daven every day. What do you say? There could be thousands of different things you might say to mekayim mechuyav daraisa of tefillah b'chol yom. Chazal said, midrabanan, we require at the very least that you fulfill that mitzvah tefillah with shmona esrei. You want to say more? Min haTorah, you could daven any one of a thousand different possible texts. Midrabanan, they said, be mekayim that din daraisa this particular way. See, here too, you have the chiyuv daraisa laharos hazatzon. How are you going to do that? Min haTorah, 1,000 different options for how you're going to be Mara. And any one of them fulfills the Bitzit Raisa. Chazal said, Midrabanan, you must at least do Haseba and Arba Kosos. Those are two required, drabana required ways of fulfilling this Chiyuv Daraisa of active CPT Yisrael, of Lahara Oses Atzma. And the Rambam reads, now let's take a look back. He says, Halacha Vav, B'chol Dar V'dar Chayiv Lahara Oses Atzma. Halacha Zayin. Therefore, since you have a Chiyuv Daraisa, since CPT Yisrael, this mitzvah save CPT Yisrael includes acting it out, therefore, Lefikach, Halacha Zayin. When you sit down to have a Suda, you have to eat your Suda Be'eseva, and everyone, Be'nashin, you got to drink Arba Kosa Shalyayim. In the next Briskerav, which we're not in right now, the next and much longer Briskerav, he develops further the Rambam when he gets to the halachas of Arba Kosos, which we're not in right now. The Rambam is consistent there with this idea that Arba Kosos includes an element of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Gersa says, Rambam, beautiful, long, beautiful brisk rav, not for now. Right now we're in the first one, Hesedra. And it's true for both. But the Rambam just told me, the brisk rav, and now the brisk rav sings. He says, yeah, what do you mean? Right, we were bothered, crash number 5, what's it all mean? What's the Hesberg? Mitzvah b'atzma. Those are words. No, it's gorgeous. The Rush understood that Chazal, Masaka, and Hesedra is a detail in Hilchas Matzah. If the Rosh were writing the Hilchas Chametz Matzah, he would put it in Paragvav. If the Rama held like the Rosh, he would put a Seba in Paragvav. But he didn't. It's instead a mitzvah b'smiyasa. What do I mean? Not a stammer free-floating random thing. I mean, it's independent of Matzah. It is rather Sipur. Yes, that's right. Okay. Interesting. Now already, this is the ideas are very elegant. The two mitzvahs d'oraisa that we have, Leil HaSeder, Matzah, Sipur. Where is a Seba? For the Rosh, it's under the rubric of a detail, drabban detail on matzah. For the Rambam, it's a drabban mandated way of being mekayim the daraisa of sipur. Gevaldik. Okay, so that's in terms of the hesber. So now we understand what the two approaches are, and it's elegant, it's gorgeous. We had left off though before with a series, the first three kashas, where does this come from? Okay, so it's an elegant, beautiful idea. And we understand this. It doesn't seem just random. But it's very nice. But the Gemara didn't say it. It would be lovely as a hypothetical option, but isn't it against the Gemara? So, nice idea, but wrong. Right? We said, where did Ram get this idea from? That's a Bismarck, or that's a Chaluk of Sipur. He said it, but where did he see it in Chazal? Number two, his specific nafkamina, the Shulchan Aruch also, you can volunteer where that come from. And the Rosh, meanwhile, the Rambam should say that it's not Ma'akev Matzah. Haseba is Haseba, seems to be the same. But you're Yotze, you're Matzah. But the Rosh showed the Gemara said otherwise. Oh, so for that, let's take a look at the Brisker inside, then we'll take more questions. The second paragraph. Hine, Mekor Dino Shel HaRosh. Says, let's look at that source. For the Rosh did. What was it? The card, you know, shall Rosh him achal kazayis matzah below sebele yatza. The Rosh did. The Rosh is shita. The Haseba is ma'akiv in matzah. Yeah, you matzah. Haseba got to eat the matzah again. What was his source? Who may hadam Yishuv and Levi? The Gemara, the end of Kuf Chesam and Aleph. Hashem is achal kazayis matzah. Kuf Chesam and Aleph. The waiter is yotza if he ate the kazayis besebe. Mesev in. Lo me sivlo. That's the Gemara said. Ayin shamadar. That's what the Rosh said. Right? We saw that. L'chor haya efshar lomar. So that was the Rosh's source, right? We're bothered. How did Rambam take that on? He says the truth. Let's read that Gemara again. He says, let's read that Gemara again. Shamash mai. What's the din? Is a shamash chayim and sabre not? Tashma. Well, we have a source to demonstrate whether or not a shamash is chayiv in the seba. And Rishu ben Levi, what did Rishu ben Levi say? A shamash ha'ochel kazayis matzah kishu meisiv yotza. If the waiter managed to eat his kazayis matzah be seba, he was yotze. Meisiv in lo, meisiv lo. Even the shamash is chayiv. Otherwise not yotze. So the Rosh had said, otherwise not yotze, what? Matzah. Says in Brisker Rav, L'chora, back fourth line in Dumas Levine. L'chora Yev Shalomar, Yeshua and Levi Lomar, Yiklal Mitin Mitzvah Zachilas Matzah. The Rush made an assumption that Yotzei means you were Yotzei Matzah. He wasn't Yotzei Matzah if he didn't eat a Be'aseba, and he has to re-eat the Matzah. But you could say that's not the case, says the Brisk Rav. You can say, Lomar Yiklal Mitin Mitzvah Zachilas Matzah. Who says he means Yotzei Matzah? Rak Mitin Mitzvah Haseba. Maybe it means were you Yotzei Haseba. Think about the Gemara the other way around. If you ate, not if you ate your Kazai's matzah be'Haseba, then you're Yotzei that matzah. But if you ate the Kazai's matzah without Haseba, you're Yotzei the matzah. Maybe it means if you ate a Kazai's matzah be'Haseba, that's you're Yotzei Haseba. If you didn't have your Kazai's matzah, if you didn't do Haseba for the Kazai's matzah, if you only had one bite of matzah, half a Kazai's matzah be'Haseba, then you weren't yet Yotzei Haseba. Consistent with the Rambam's understanding that Haseba is an independent kiyum, Yotza can mean you're Yotzei Haseba. Vika Amar, the Imachal Kazayis Matzah Kishu Mesiv, if you ate Kazayis Matzah Beseba, Kivar Yotzei Dechovas Haseba, that's enough to be Yotzei Haseba. And watch what the Brisk Rav does now. What is that all of a sudden said? It's such, all of a sudden, that's such a rich line in the Gemara. If you ate a Kazayis Matzah Be'Haseba, that's enough to be Yotzei Haseba. How many things does that, how many dinim does that tell you? Number one, what does it tell you most directly? That the Haseba is a Chiyav, okay, the Mishnah said that, but furthermore, that the minimum Shir of Haseba is Kazayis Matzah. And by just remember that line, Kazayis Matzah. The Gemara before it said Matzah Tzarech Haseba. But now we're saying Kazayis Matzah. And what was the Rambam's language? Kazayis Matzah. You have to eat at least a Kazayis Matzah in Arbukos. Good. The minimum shear is a Kazayis Matzah. But there's more. That's the denotation. That's what the line actually means. What's the connotation? What's the mashmos? You had at least a Kazayis Matzah. You're Yotzei, you're Haseba. Implying. Right, but of course you do more, that would be better. Nebuch, though, the waiter, the guy's up and down the whole meal, doesn't have a chance to sit and eat. He's grabbing food wherever he can. Okay, so the minimum shear of Haseba, at least a Kazayis Matzah Haseba. I understand the rest of what you're eating, you're going to be up and down and walking and running, maybe sitting, but minimum, de minimis, make sure you get at least Haseba on a Kazayis Matzah. But implication is, of course, if you could do more, well, and by the way, the language of the Rambam, he said, if you were Mesiv, Hareza, Meshuba. Where did the Rambam get that line from? That's the language you use for Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim. Kol Marvel Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim, Hareza, Meshuba. So the Rambam understood that Seba was an independent kiyum. So then he looks and says, he said, with that in mind, at least with the openness set, that's exactly what Rishon Levi is saying. Ah, the minimum shir of Haseba is Kazayis Matzah. But of course, as an expression of Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim, presumably is governed by the there's a minimum, but Kalam Arba Reza Meshubach. Givaldik. So all of a sudden, all those initial questions we had, where did Ram get this from? The Matzah Sar Haseba doesn't sound like that. What source does he have in Chazal that there's any kiyum in the rest of the food? And what does he do with the Rush had a raya from the Gemara that's Ma'akim and Matzah? That third Kasha answers the first two. Once you see that there's a different way of reading the Gemara that doesn't indicate. The Rush assumed Haseba is a detail of Matzah. Therefore, Yatzah must mean Yatzah Matzah. But if you see Haseba is a mitzvah of Yatzah, a mitzvah of Sipur, Yatzah can Yatzah Haseba. And then all of a sudden it's establishing a minimum shear of Kazayis Matzah, but an implication that's consistent with general rules of Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim, that Kol HaMarbeh raise. Oh, take a look inside. The Hain. Nochamal v'ka'amar. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines into that second paragraph. V'ka'amar. He says, how is the Rambam reading the Rishu of Ben Levi? V'ka'amar dim'ocha kazasi. This idea is inside.
black on white. Osios machimos. V'ka'omer democha kazayis matzah kishumesiv. Rabbi Yisrael Rishonim is saying, if you ate it kazayis matzah, but say, b'kevar yotza yidei chobos ha'sevi. You already yotzei. You did enough to be yotzei your chiv v'seva. Even though you didn't eat everything, be'seba. Meaning, also remember, the basic definition of seba in the Mishnah and in the Ram Halacha Zayin, it's not about matzah be'seba, it's eating be'seba. Because that's an expression of cheres. So, of course it would make sense. You should do as much as you can of eating be'seba. That way you could do more expression of cheres. The minimum shear is kazayis matzah. You're a shamus, we're not going to drive you crazy to do more. If you could, it would be not obligated, but it's certainly valuable to do more. The hein divrei Rambam said that's exactly the Rambam said. Shar chaser shtiyasam heiser ezem meshubah imlav ein otzarich. You're not required. Sarich, every word in the Rambam, by the way, is now you could link almost every word in the Rambam to a lie or term in Chazal. How the Rambam say when you need a seba. B'shas achilas kazayis matzah. Kazayis matzah, that's a quote from up top, matzah sarach haseba. Kazayis matzah Yeshuv and Levi. So you need kazayis matzah. She's arbakos, as Gemara said before. Shar achilas rishtias. But everything else, beyond kazayis matzah. Im hesiv, harez the meshubach. Okay, if you did, the implication is it's valuable, and harez the meshubach is the language the Chazal used for sipur tzitzrayim in general. Im lav, if you didn't, eino tzarech. You don't need, as opposed to, what is tzarech? Matzah tzarech haseba. So now the Rambam is saying matzah tzarech haseba didn't mean matzah needs haseba. It means you need haseba by matzah. Haseba requires almost the other way around. Other things don't require haseba. Kazayis matzah requires haseba. Not that the mitzvah of matzah needs haseba. It's a shear in haseba. Haseba needs to be at least by the kazayis matzah. Before the Gemara was loose, it said matzah. Didn't explain exactly which matzah, how much matzah. Now I found out dafka kazayis matzah. How does Rambam say? Aha. Umekaron hu medirishu ben Levi. Here, going to revel beautifully, reviews the idea, make sure we have it clear. The mocker is Shur ben Levi. Midilokat, and again, he says it clearly. Midilokat lishna de yatsa. He said, if you had a kazayis matzah, you yotze. Shmam yotze implies shmam, as you fellows point out. Shaycha sevik amishaycha also. Well, that kazayis matzah, it would be meaningful by other food also. You're not obligated to do more than kazayis, but it would still be meaningful. You know, chanamid lo mari kol midin mitzvah shachias matzah. But again, unlike the Rush, the Rambam doesn't think that Rishon Levi is talking about whether or not you yotze matzah. This is the Rambam thinks that's absurd. But matzah is matzah. Whether you did a seba or not, matzah is matzah. Kamo shochachm is a very Rambam. Well,
tzarechim is that. I don't think he says he has a kasha. I think he means there's more to think about. It is bechlal a very small piece, just like we saw the first piece we began with. The piece of Hashem Hashem. It was unusually small. He developed important ideas, but he saw that there's many more nafkaminas to be unpacked from the core that he's giving us. I hear that's true as well. And that's Tzarech Iyim B'zeh, I think, that which he closes, I think implies we could expand on this more. And here's how I think we could expand more. Maybe there are many ways to expand more. But here's one, and it's what one issue have we not yet dealt with? Afikoman, right? We dealt with, we understand, because so far what we have is a machlokas, Rush and Rambam in the nature of the Chiyuv Rabban of Haseba. Is it just like a prat that they added, a detail they added through rules of matzah, or an independent Chiyuv, meaning, as we saw, it's an aspect of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we said, well, one afkamina is there value to more than merely matzah or not? If it's a kiyum and matzah, then it's just a way of doing matzah. But if it's an independent expression of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, matzah is just, it's not really about the mitzvah of matzah, because it's matzah minim shir, okay, so the more the merrier. Another nafkamina, if you acha b'lo haseba, is the haseba ma'akim in the matzah or not? If it's a detail of matzah, conceivably. If it's an independent aspect of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you may or may not have been yotze haseba, but you definitely yotze your matzah. So two nafkaminas. Chakira so far with two nafkaminas. Shara chilas or shtiyaso, and is a ma'akim the matzah. So now let's return to the third issue. I mean, now we understand once again, just before we go on, and we understand the concept of that he was suggesting the Rama, and we also understand the Makar, how it fits back into Chazal gorgeously, elegantly. Wow. It's a stunning work of art. Yeah. That's a good. How would he translate Matzah Tzara Chaseba? It almost sounds more like by matzah, you need Haseba. At Marar, you don't need Haseba. At Arba Kosos, you do. Not so much matzah needs Haseba, but at matzah, you are required to do Haseba. Now you say, well, where did I get that from? Look at the Rambam. How does Rambam introduce the din of matzah, Arba Kosos, need Haseba? With what question word? Remember, the Rama organizes the detail of the Seba in the opposite order from the Gemara. First who, and then how, and then finally which foods. But it doesn't say which foods as much as when. Amosai Tzrichin HaSeba. When? It's almost like, you could do a Seba for a Seder for X number of hours, so how many hours in there can you do your Seba? What time in the Seder? When? At what point in the Seder? Oh, the answer is at matzah. It's not about. I agree. It is a little bit. It's not the reading I would have guessed. I just saw matzah sarach haseba. I agree with you. I would assume it means matzah need to say, but not b'shas matzah. Again, the Rama stresses it. A matzah tzrichin haseba. He doubles down. B'shas achilas kazayis matzah. At the time of eating kazayis matzah, almost like the kazayis matzah is like the backdrop. This is the moment in time when Haseba is minimally required.
Does he hold that
Micah, fantastic. Which matzah is it? And now let's come with that to Afikoma, and then I'm glad to circle back around to more questions after. So Afikoma. Also Machlokas Rosh with other Ashkenazim, Rosh, Tosis, Hagolas Maimini Mardechai, versus the Rambam. Who said what? The Rosh said yes, Afikoma requires matzah, and the Rambam said no, only Kazayis matzah. So Beis Yosef had read Kazayis matzah means, but not Afikoma, only the first Kazayis. What's the Machlokes about? So before we got this brisker up, I would have said, well, what do I have? I have one line in the Gemara, matzah, tzarech haseba. And then the question is, as we said before, the two issues Tosas raises, how do you translate matzah, how do you translate tzarech? How do you translate matzah? What do you mean by matzah? Just the first matzah or even the second matzah of Afikoman? So I would have said, if I didn't know any better, I would have guessed there's a machlokas whether the Gemara says matzah tzarech haseba, the machlokas, does that include Afikoman or not? What are they arguing about? Well, they're arguing whether matzah includes Afikoman. They're probably arguing about the nature of Afikoman. Is Afikoman, what is Afikoman? Is Afikoman a kiyum in matzah? Is Afikoman some other kiyum? I would have guessed. The one who says Afikoman is included in a Seba holds Matzah Tzarech Haseba includes Afikoman because Afikoman is a part of the Mitzvah of Matzah. The ones who say no, they hold Afikoman isn't really a Mitzvah of Matzah. And I might even remember, to heard somewhere once, is Machlik is about the nature of Afikoman. It's important to not just theorize, but to actually look at the data. Not just to varf svaras, but to actually open svarim and look. It's a nice svara. It's a good plan A. The problem is when you actually look at the data, you take it to a laboratory, you open some svarim, it's wrong because it's the opposite. The Rosh is the one who says Afikoman is a zeichel karpen pesach, not a kiyum in matzah. The Rambam and his great grand rebbe the Rif say not only is Afikoman a kiyum in matzah, it's the main address for the mitzvah of matzah. The Rambam quotes from the Rif, and here it is, Rif the very in the Pesachim, it's the Rambam the very in the Chabad Tzimati here, the very bottom of the page, Perichas al Achid Gimel, Mishayim matzah Mishmeres el Kazayis. Ideally, you have a lot of Shmur matzah. But let's say you only have one Kazayis of Shmur matzah. Just to explain for a moment, sidebar, any bread that did not rise is
matzah and not chametz. There are two types of bread. There's chametz and there's matzah. So any bread that you made sure, any bread that is not chametz is matzah. However, and if it's matzah, you're allowed to eat it on Pesach. You're also allowed to eat apples on Pesach, because they too are not chametz. They're not bread, but they're not chametz. Okay? So if you have bread that's not chametz, kosher Pesach. Kevalu. However, for the not just to be kosher to eat on Pesach, not to violate the Easter of eating chametz, but for the mitzvah is asay, be'erev tochul matzah, samuchuyuti matzah, leil ha-seder, perek vav, for that it's not enough that it's not chametz, as to have been shmur matzah, which among other things means it was made for the purpose of the mitzvah. So if I have bread which did not become chametz, but wasn't made l'shem mitzvah matzah, it's kosher to eat on Pesach, but you're not going to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah leil ha-seder with that. So usually, all the matzah at your seder is for shmur matzah. Gevalda. But let's say you have a fair enough kosher Pesach matzah bread, non-chametz bread, that you won't starve over Pesach, but you only have one kazayis of matzah shmur. So now you've got to bite the bullet. Where are you mekayin your mitzvah? Your mitzvah of achilas matzah. Says the Rambam, based on the Rif, kishagomer su'udas v'imatzah sheni mishumeres, have your whole meal with a non-shmur matzah. If you got to bite the bullet, if you got to choose one location where you're going to be kind of the mitzvah of achilas matzah, you do it at Afikomen. Sounds a lot like the Rambam thinks. Afikomen is A, and perhaps the primary kiyum of mitzvah matzah. While the Rosh is the one who said, no, Afikomen is not mitzvah matzah, you matzah take care of. Afikomen is a zechel karm pesach. And yet the Rosh, who says Afikomen is not a king of matzah, is the one who says Afikomen does require a seder. The Rambam, who says Afikomen is the main address for mitzvah matzah, but yet he told me earlier, but you don't have to do a seder for Afikomen. Huh? That's backwards. Matzah tzarech a seder. But the Rambam thinks that Afikomen is mitzvah matzah, but it doesn't require a seder. The Rosh thinks Afikomen is not mitzvah matzah, zeichel karm pesach, but it does require a seder. So apparently we have to throw out theory number one. Theory number one, that the machlokas over haseber and afikomen is the machlokas over the nature of afikomen. There is a machlokas of nature of afikomen, but that's not what's driving the question of haseber. So in Lamdanim in general, whenever you see this sort of situation where you have this machlokas, haseber and afikomen, no haseber and afikomen, you can think about it as it's at the intersection of two concepts, Haseba and Afikomen. Right? Trying to figure out how Haseba and Afikomen interact. It's likely there's either a machlokas over the nature of Afikomen or a machlokas over the nature of Haseba. The Briskov just gave us a machlokas, Rosh and Rambam, over the nature of Haseba. What is Haseba? The Rosh says Haseba is a detail in Mitzvah Halayla, to detail in matzah, to detail in arba kosos. We could have imagined that Chazal also made a detail in Marv, but Marv says, no, Marv doesn't need a seba. So for the Rosh, Haseba is the way you do Mitzvah Halayla. For the Rambam, Haseba is separate, Tzias Mitzrayim. Matzah is really irrelevant. Chazal could have said, eat anything. Kazayis is a shir achila. You have to achila, the basic, as the Rambam said, the basic din is do achila beheseba. The Mishnah said, you have to eat beheseba. Eat what? You know, the Rambam will probably tell you. Chazal could have said, eat whatever you want. They could have said, eat everything beheseba. Or they could have said, eat anything. Find something, do some achila beheseba. Whatever, different people serve different things. Find the kazayis of something to eat beheseba. Conceivable. Lamaisa, they didn't say either one. Chazal did not say eat everything be'seba. They also didn't say eat just anything be'seba. They said eat, they specified. At the very least, not just a kazais of some food or another, but kazais of matzah. Why they pick matzah? Well, certainly meaningful. And certainly everyone's eating matzah. Not everyone's having potatoes, not everyone's having chicken, not everyone's having meat. But everyone's eating matzah. So if you're going to pick something, certainly, for a lot of reasons, a meaningful minimum shiur. But it's not about the mitzvah of matzah. It's just, that's the minimum shiur achila that Chazal chose when they were setting the parameters, defining this new chiyuv of haseba and haseder. They could have said kazayis of kugel, they could have said kazayis of chicken, they could have said kazayis of whatever food you want. But they said, understandably, they said kazayis of matzah. But does it have to be a matzah of mitzvah? Does it have to be matzah shmura? Not necessarily. It has to be the Beis Yosef understands it means the first has kazayis, that initial kazayis that you have at the beginning of the Seder, after Maggid. So now let's think. Who would say that has, what would you think, what would the Rosh think about Hasei ben Afikoman? And what should the Rambam think about Hasei ben Afikoman? Take it to the laboratory. Well, the Rosh said, Haseba is a way of, is a detail in mitzvah halayla. So, Chazal were mechayiv you to eat matzah b'haseba. Chazal were mechayiv to drink dalkosa, some or lamaisa all. Chazal could have been mechayiv a seed marah, but they didn't. Where mechayiv a seed marah was here? How about Karm Pesach? What would the Rosh say? Not sure. Maybe Chazal were mechayiv you to eat Karm Pesach b'haseba. I'm not 100% sure. There's another mitzvah drabanan. You're mechayiv drabanan to eat Afikoman, Zeich LeKarm Pesach, the Rosh says, okay, it's conceivable that also, yet another mitzvah halayla, another achila, maybe that also requires a seva. And indeed, the Rosh says it does. Makes sense. It's conceivable, it's consistent, and indeed, his psak, that Mahaseba does require, Afikoman requires a seva, is consistent with his general approach to a seva. That's a way, it's not a freestanding thing, it's a detail within mitzvahs, various mitzvahs halayla. It's a detail within the mitzvah of matzah, detail of the mitzvah of arbakosas, and, not shockingly, it's also a detail of the mitzvah of afikoman, yet another one of the mitzvah achila of the last Seder. On the other hand, the Rambam said, no, haseba is doesn't have to do with any other mitzvah achila. It's one of the methods, one of the modes, one of the modalities of CBTS with trying is eating and drinking b'haseba. Eating and drinking what? They could have said anything. They said minimum shira is kazayis matzah. Kazayis matzah. I afikom is also kiyum mitzvahs matzah. Okay, so what? They could have said a kazayis of kugel. Doesn't have to do with the fact that it's a mitzvah halayla. CBT is Yisrael includes eating v'haseva. So chazal had to be koveya some shir. So koveya shir, the first kazayis matzah. I is also afikom. Okay, they weren't mechayiv in afikom. That wasn't part of the shir. I afikom is part of the mitzvah matzah. As a matter of fact, put the two Rambams together, even in Halacha Perakas Halacha Gimel. In that situation, we have a Jew who's only being Mekayim Mitzvahs Matzah at Afikoman. He's starting his Sudas Yomtiv by washing and saying Hamotzi on non-Shmur Matzah. He's Mekayim Sudas Yomtiv for that, but he's not Mekayim Be'er Tochel Matzahs. He goes on to have Marer, goes on to have eggs and whatever else, and then he has Matzah Shmur at the end. And Ram would say, When are you mechayiv to do a seva? First kazayis. I do not mechayiv mitzvahs matzah. Okay, it's still the first kazayis of matzah. That is the minimum shir chazal kaveya for the mitzvah of seva. Of course, if you want to do a seva throughout the meal, including afikoman, have raised them meshubach. But haseva doesn't have to do with whether that particular food is one of the mitzvahs achila of the night. So now I think everything falls into beautiful place. Machlokas Rosh and Rambam is a seba a dinin a prat a mitzvah achila of the night, or is it a separate kiyum of Sipras Yez Mitzrayim? And they consistently argue on all three points. They consistently argue in terms of is there a kiyum in doing a seba throughout the meal? They argue consistently in is it ochal matzah below a seba? Do you have to re-eat the matzah? And they consistently argue on if there's an additional mitzvah achila of matzah later on, namely afikoman. Does that require a seva? Yes, consistently according to Rosh, or no, consistently according to Rabbah. So I think wraps up this sugya.